Rex Latchford here with another day page. Still in Los Angeles, but not lost, I assure you. Possibly coming down with a cold, but taking stock of the bigger picture. The Obama administration is in disarray. Unwilling to clean up the surveillance state mess, or unable to because Obama has a gun to his head. And who's holding the gun? And then there's the Affordable Health Care Act. America really needs a single-payer system. But Obama's compromise is falling apart, making Republicans cream in their jeans. A foreign friend remarked to me yesterday, "I'm surprised that Clapper and Alexander haven't been fired yet, the mess cleaned up, and an end put to the surveillance fiasco." I had to explain to my friend that the Obama administration, Congress, and Senate have no intention of reining in the surveillance state, either at home or abroad. And that at this very moment, General Keith Alexander is busily lobbying away on Capitol Hill for even more surveillance, despite there not being one shred of evidence that all the surveillance and the costs associated with it have made us safer. To the contrary, it's put us at risk in many ways, not the least of which is isolating us from the rest of the world. And that's ironic indeed. But, in fact, Eric Holder is still Attorney General, as far as that state of affairs goes. Meantime, outside the lamestream media, WikiLeaks has released the draft text of a chapter of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. It's a multilateral free trade treaty currently being negotiated in secret by 12 Pacific Rim nations. Representatives to the effort include spy pals of the US, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, as well as Japan, Mexico, Malaysia, Chile, Singapore, Peru, Vietnam, and Brunei. Even members of the U.S. Congress have been kept largely in the dark, but no more, of course, thanks to WikiLeaks. The chapter released by WikiLeaks focuses on intellectual property rights. If instituted, Julian Assange, founder of WikiLeaks, says the TPP's intellectual property regime would trample over individual rights and free expression, as well as ride roughshod over the intellectual and creative commons. If you read, publish, think, listen, dance, sing, or invent, or if you farm or consume food, or if you're ill now or might be one day, the TPP has you in its crosshairs, manned by the short hairs. And to think, this is but one fight the U.S. is engaged in to repress individual freedom. Think of all the others. Well, if that isn't enough, progressing toward one world order, the surveillance state, a second secret trade agreement, the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, or TTIP, which ties together regulatory practices in the U.S. and EU, is described by George Mumbayo of The Guardian as a monstrous assault on democracy. Evan Greer, campaign manager for Fight for the Future, said, "The documents revealed by WikiLeaks make it clear why the U.S. government has worked so hard to keep TPP negotiations secret. While claiming to champion an open internet, the Obama administration is quietly pushing for extreme SOPA-like copyright policies that benefit Hollywood and giant pharmaceutical companies at the expense of our most basic rights to freedom of expression online." Well, all this, and we haven't even touched news headlines. But that's it for today's Day Page. Find them all at daypage.net. It's a production of Radio InfoWeb. I'll see you next time for another Day Page.